全真模拟题五。
Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
Commuting. For many people, commuting is a necessary evil. Most see going by car as the least worst option. This study by the researchers in the U.S. challenges that assumption. It suggests walking, cycling, or traveling by public transport can lift the mood, making you feel better the whole day. Crucially, it suggests those who switch from the car to an active commute feel better across a range of psychological measures, including concentration, decision-making, and the ability to face up to problems. The researchers say policies encouraging people to leave their cars at home could have a dramatic impact on public well-being.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
For many people, commuting is a necessary evil. For many people, commuting is a necessary evil. Most see going by car as the least worst option. Most see going by car as the least worst option. This study by the researchers in the U.S. challenges that assumption. This study by the researchers in the U.S. challenges that assumption. It suggests walking, cycling, or traveling by public transport can lift the mood, making you feel better the whole day. It suggests walking, cycling, or traveling by public transport can lift the mood, making you feel better the whole day. Crucially, it suggests those who switch from the car to an active commute Crucially, it suggests those who switch from the car to an active commute feel better across a range of psychological measures, feel better across a range of psychological measures. Including concentration, decision-making, and the ability to face up to problems. Including concentration, decision-making, and the ability to face up to problems. The researchers say policies encouraging people to leave their cars at home The researchers say policies encouraging people to leave their cars at home could have a dramatic impact on public well-being. Could have a dramatic impact on public well-being.
The last reading.
For many people, commuting is a necessary evil. Most see going by car as the least worst option. This study by the researchers in the U.S. challenges that assumption. It suggests walking, cycling, or traveling by public transport can lift the mood, making you feel better the whole day. Crucially, it suggests those who switch from the car to an active commute feel better across a range of psychological measures, including concentration, decision-making, and the ability to face up to problems. The researchers say policies encouraging people to leave their cars at home could have a dramatic impact on public well-being.
Now, you have 1 minute to check through your work. This is the end of Part 1, Dictation. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at the task on Answer Sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure what you fill in is both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your work.
6 ways to protect yourself from hackers online. Good morning, everyone. Today we are going to talk about the safety issue online. These days, an increase in cyber attacks and identity theft makes the internet seem like a scary place. Last week, there were reports of a $1 billion theft from European banks and secret viruses on millions of computer systems across Russia, China, India, Iran, and elsewhere. This raises a question. How can individuals protect or make it more difficult for hackers to access their information? Here are several tips that can help you protect against cyber attacks. 1. Make your password harder to hack. Hard passwords include upper and lowercase letters, numbers, and special characters. They should be at least 8 characters in length. They should also not spell out words easily for hackers to find, like your pet's name or the name of a family member. 2. Change your password regularly. A very common mistake made by users is to create one hard password, but then never change it. Remembering a long list of complicated passwords can be difficult, but no password is unbreakable. Hackers are better able to hack multiple accounts if those accounts all have the same password. A password management service, like Dashlane or PasswordBox, can help you keep track of hard passwords. These services permit users to easily store and secure their passwords. 3. Clear your browser history. This goes for all the devices you use in a day: your home computer, your work computer, or your friend's iPad. Internet browsers like Firefox or Chrome keep track of where you've been and what you've done online. They keep records of every site you visited. Information about what you sent from or saved on your computer can be kept for days or weeks. It is very easy for anyone who sees that information to steal a detailed record of your online activities. 4. Do not use free Wi-Fi. An increasing number of public places now offer free wireless access to the internet. Often, a user does not need a password to connect to these wireless networks. These services might be useful, but they're also an easy way for hackers to access everything on your device. Unless you really need it, it is best not to use it. 5. Watch what you click. One of the most popular and successful ways hackers infect your computer is through a technique called phishing. Phishing occurs when someone opens an email attachment that looks real, but the attachment is actually a virus that immediately infects the user's computer. If someone sends you a file or a website you did not ask for, it is best not to click on it. 6. Try not to use public computers. For many people, not using a public computer can be difficult. Those without a computer or internet access at home often use internet cafes to get online. However, the more different people use a computer, the more likely a virus has infected it. Okay, all in all, if you follow the above 6 tips, it will be much more difficult for hackers to attack you. I hope you all can enjoy the internet without worrying about the cyber attacks in the future.
Now, you have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A, Talk. Section B, Conversations. In this section, you will hear 2 conversations. At the end of each conversation, 5 questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the 4 choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the choices. Now, listen to the conversations. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Hey, Mike. Got a second?
Sure. What's up?
The company has offered me a new position. It's kind of a promotion.
Congratulations. That's great.
Well, yes. But the new position would require me to relocate to our office in Denver, Colorado. I know you relocated here from Boston, so I wanted your advice.
Sure. I went in the opposite direction, moving from the States to Asia, so it's quite a different situation. But I think the main thing you have to do is weigh the pros and cons.
I don't even know where to start. One pro is a higher salary.
That's always a pro, but there's a whole bunch of other factors to consider.
Such as?
Well, consider how you get to work here. You take the subway, right?
Of course.
In Denver, you would have to drive. Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have an adorable German Shepherd puppy.
It can be quite time-consuming, expensive, and difficult to ship pets abroad.
So many cons.
No. There are some great pros as well. When I moved here, I met all kinds of new people, and I'm now, as you know, in a relationship with a wonderful woman I met here.
That's a big pro.
On a financial note, you'll probably be able to save a lot more of your salary and have more disposable income, as rents and living costs in that area are reasonable.
Yes, from a financial standpoint, relocating makes sense, but happiness is more important, right?
Oh, absolutely. But Colorado is a beautiful state, and you'll be able to enjoy the scenery there.
Sounds good. It's just such a hard decision for me. There's so many unknowns.
Yeah, I also had mixed emotions when they first offered me this job. But I have a favorite quote by the poet John Berryman that helped me a lot.
Which is?
We must travel in the direction of our fear.
That's a great quotation. So let's say I'm leaning towards relocating. Got any practical tips?
Yeah, do your homework. Go online and research where you're going. Learn about the history, geography, climate, etc. Then when you get there, you'll feel like you already know the place a bit.
How long did it take you to settle into your new environment?
I have to be honest. For the first 3 months, I was pretty unhappy. I didn't like the food, couldn't figure out the subway system, and for me, Shanghai is a noisy place. But after the four-month mark, I began to feel much better.
Now how does it feel? You've been here for a full year, right?
My one-year anniversary is next week, and I have to say, I've never been happier.
Thanks for sharing your experiences with me, Mike. I really appreciate it. You helped me clarify my own feelings.
Glad to be of help. Don't forget to invite me to your going-away party.
I won't.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Question 1. Where is she moving?
Question 2. What is the disadvantage of moving to Denver?
Question 3. According to the man, what should the woman do before moving?
Question 4. How long does it take for the man to settle into his new environment?
Question 5. What is the woman going to do, probably?
This is the end of conversation 1. Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
And this morning, on today's money, marriage, and your finances, you've spent your life building your nest egg and protecting your assets, and then it happens. You fall in love. But is marriage a good financial move for you? Here with some advice is Money in Today's financial editor, Jane Taylor. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
So marriage is a beautiful thing, but look at it from a cold financial perspective. Is it a smart thing to get married?
It puts a lot of people's assets into a risky position. Because think about it this way. We are getting married later, which means we are coming at marriage by the time that we have houses and retirement accounts. We may have kids from a previous marriage, and we want to take care of all those things. But getting married can actually put those assets in a dangerous position.
And having that money talk when you are in love is so hard, isn't it?
Talking about money still makes me painful. But if you don't have these conversations, then you are going to really do yourself serious financial damage.
So painful it is, you got to have the talk. Okay, first, let's talk about income. Now here is a question for you. Can getting married lower your income?
It absolutely can. You can earn up to $25,000 a year as a single person, but if you get married, the whole family can only earn up to $32,000 before you get taxed.
Well, let's talk about kids. Let's say you have kids in college, pretend, or you have a grown kid. How does getting married later in life affect them?
If you have kids who are about to go to college, your new spouse's income can be taken into consideration to form those financial aid formula. So you might marry somebody who's earning a lot of money. All of a sudden, this child who you thought would be eligible for financial aid may not be, and that may make it difficult to pay for school, depending on how you've set up the finances. You also have to look at the question of inheritances. If your new spouse is gonna all of a sudden inherit everything that you have, your kids are all of a sudden not going to inherit unless you take care of that in your wills.
Okay, let's talk about the pros of getting married financially. What's the good side of that?
There are some good things in terms of real estate. Two can definitely live more cheaply than, you know, two together can live more cheaply than two apart. Also, you can save money on car insurance premiums, homeowner insurance premiums. So there are some good things.
And again, you know it's just important to have the money discussion no matter how painful it is, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, Jane. Thank you so much for the great advice. We appreciate it. And you can find more of Jane's advice on our website at todayshow.com. Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
Question 6. Should we talk about money before marriage?
Question 7. How much can a family earn if they are not to be taxed?
Question 8. How would getting married affect your children financially?
Question 9. What is the financial advantage of getting married?
Question 10. What is the interview mainly about?
This is the end of Conversation 2.
This is the end of Part 2, Listening Comprehension.